It's time now for This Week in the Women's WCHA. I'm Kelly Schultz from the Beaver Radio Network. Last weekend, Minnesota took a pair of one-goal victories at Ohio State, winning 3-2 and 2-1. Minnesota sophomore forward Sarah Potomac scored four goals on the weekend, including both third-period game winners. The Gopher Radio Network's Dan Hammond with Friday's game-winning goal.
Minnesota gains control with Potomac down the left wing. Potomac from the bad angle off the goaltender. Panic across Potomac. Potomac scores! Panic with a great feed across the goal crease to the right side of the goal mouth, and Sarah Potomac knocks it in for Minnesota at 15-24.
Potomac now has five game-winning goals in just eight contests. Despite the two losses, Ohio State goaltender Cassidy Sove had a two-night 90-save effort against the second-ranked Gophers, which earned her the WCHA Defensive Player of the Week. With the Gophers' 2-1 win on Saturday, Minnesota head coach Brad Frost became the 11th coach in NCAA Division I women's hockey history to reach the 300 victory plateau. Coach Frost talks about the playmaking of Kelly Panic and setting up Potomac for Friday's game winner.
She's our best centerman, plays real strong in the defensive zone, wins a lot of draws, has the vision that nobody else on our team has, and you saw that not just last weekend but last night as well. That pass to Sarah, I don't know how many people in the country make that pass, and you know, gave Sarah an open net, and she was able to deposit in there.
The top-ranked Wisconsin Badgers swept North Dakota 2-0 and 5-2 last weekend. The shutout on Saturday marks Anne Renee Davian's 41st shutout, which is just two shy of the NCAA mark held by former Gopher Nora Ratu. On Sunday, Wisconsin senior forward Sarah Nurse scored four goals to aid the Badgers to a 5-2 win and earn her WCHA Offensive Player of the Week accolades.
21 shots on the way. Now a turnover here. A good attempt for Nurse, and it's Sarah Nurse lighting the lamp first for the Badgers. The assistant captain passing the middle. Dangerous there. Ryan shot wide. Second attempt that time from Norby just off the post. And Wisconsin eventually gets the puck into the back of the net. Sarah Nurse again, her second of the afternoon.
Nurse is only the fifth UW player to score at least four goals in one game. It was also the first Badger sweep at then 10th ranked North Dakota since the 2010-11 season. Minnesota Duluth played a pair of closely contested games against league rival Bemidji State. The fourth ranked Bulldogs got two goals from Katerina Merzova on Friday to give UMD the 2-1 win. On Saturday, Bemidji State battled back from a pair of two-goal UMD leads to tie up the game 3-3 and force a shootout. Junior forward Emma Terrace scored BSU's second goal, a 5-on-3 power play goal, and then tacked on their third goal to force the overtime.
12:58 to play in the hockey game. One goal lead for the Bulldogs. Bulldogs with a block shot there. Another shot comes in on net. Big rebound, a goal! Emma Terrace with the rebound! Emma Terrace with her second goal of the game.
UMD's Lara Stalder punched in the shootout goal past Brittany Mowat, giving her Bulldogs five of the six league points possible on the weekend. St. Cloud State took five of six league points at MSU Mankato last weekend. Mavericks' Emily Antony scored late in the third period to force the overtime in game one of the series. After a 2-2 overtime tie, an eight-round shootout followed until the Huskies' Kelsey Salen struck with the deciding goal. St. Cloud State's freshman goaltender Janine Alder recorded a 26-save performance in the series opener, then followed it up with her first collegiate shutout, making 30 saves. And for that, Alder earned her second WCHA Rookie of the Week award. The Huskies' game winner Saturday came on a 4-on-4 goal scored by Alyssa Erickson. Janine Alder talks about her first career shutout.
It feels great, actually. I'm like not the shutout person at all, actually, but today we just played so strong and so compact that we could like save this shutout for me, and the team worked for me, so I'm really happy today.
St. Cloud State and Minnesota opened this week's play in a Thursday-Friday series in Minneapolis. The rest of the league faces off in Friday-Saturday series, with Wisconsin at Minnesota State, Ohio State hosting Minnesota Duluth, and Bemidji State battling North Dakota in a home-and-home series. Bemidji State head coach Jim Scanlon.
North Dakota is going to be another very, very tough opponent. We're on the road Friday, we're home on Saturday. Our series with North Dakota in the past have been very physical, been very tightly contested. Opportunities are hard to come by. They play very similar to us in terms of the way they layer. They block a lot of shots, so it'll be a challenge to manufacture offense.
North Dakota head coach Brian Adolski.
Watching some film, they haven't changed their stripes. You know, you're going to hear the mantra. You heard the mantra when the men were here. They're tough to play against. Gritty, block shots, opportunistic at the other end. I haven't seen anything that would say otherwise. You know, they're going to defend very well. They get goaltending. They block a ton of shots, and you make a mistake, they're going to go hard to net. They're going to go hard to the dirty areas, and you know, that's how you get some of the bounces chances that they get. It's not luck that they score some of the goals. It's just being in the right place, being tough to play against.
Four WCHA teams remain in the top 10 in the USA Today USA Hockey Magazine Women's College Hockey Poll this week. Wisconsin stays at the top spot, followed by Minnesota at number 2. Minnesota Duluth moves to the number 3 spot. Bemidji State holds on to the 10th spot, with North Dakota and Ohio State continuing to receive votes in the national polls. Next weekend, Minnesota State plays Minnesota at Ritter Arena in a Friday-Sunday series. Ohio State hosts Lindenwood in a non-conference series, and Bemidji State travels to Madison to take on the top-ranked Badgers in a Saturday-Sunday tilt. North Dakota, St. Cloud, and Duluth are all off next weekend. Until next week, I'm Kelly Schultz for This Week in the Women's WCHA.